Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Well. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live, Yahweh's radio, first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Worldwide international radio broadcast. First day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. When the sun set, the Passover is over, and now is the seventh-day feast called Unleavened Bread. The first day of Unleavened Bread. So see, Royal, remember one thing. This is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. For the next 7 days, you eat no leaven. Means don't put leaven in your house, but it means your, but what it means is your body. Don't put no, because brothers mess around and take his leaven out of his house and tell his neighbor, hey neighbor, I want to leave my leaven over your house. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, they get kind of hungry and eat your leaven up. By the time your 7 day feast is up, yeah, hey man, where my leaven at? Oh man, my kids messed around, ate up all your leaven. See that? Caused a big disturbance. But now he's not talking about the leavened bread that's in your house of your pantry. He's talking about the leavened bread in your mouth and your bad understanding. That's what it means by the leavened bread. So don't put no leavened bread in your mouth. Close your mouth on anything got leaven on it. Walk past it for the next 7 days. That's the game changer I see right here. For the next 7 days, put no leaven in your mouth. Got it? Good. All right, this is the first day of the feast. And we remember all feast days. For the next 7 days, we'll be coming on at 7:30. Because every feast day, we come on at 7:30 on feast days. Regular days, we come on 6 o'clock and 2 o'clock on Saturday. But all feast days, we on at 7:30. All feast days. Keep that in your mind now. Because sometimes you be thinking, Where is, Yahweh's voice of a true Israelite? Well, what is it, a feast day? Well, they don't come on at 7:30. 7:30 to 10:30. Got it? Good. All right, Yahweh be with you all. Another broadcast. The first day, the first feast day of unleavened bread. So have no leaven in your mouth. That's a game changer, see, right here. No leaven in your mouth. For the next 7 days. You got it? Good. All right. So, we're still trying to get things prepared. young lions, they getting things prepared so we can holler in the microphone a little bit. For the next 7 days, it's called a Feast of Unleavened Bread. No leaven in your mouth. No leaven in your mouth. And we'll just touch on a few things. And once everybody gets situated, we'll back away and see what's the fruits of the labor of this ministry. Back away and peep at them and see if everybody on point. All right. So this is called a high day. Feast of Unleavened Bread is a high day. It's a Sabbath day, but it's a high Sabbath day. Mm-hmm.
For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off. Go through brings what's already in you out.
Okay. So what path or religion are you in your pursuit of perfection with God? What are you?
I was raised Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay. And what does that mean?
Seventh-day Adventist is a Christian denomination, and one of the things that we believe is observing the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
So from a young child, you know, being brought up, I was always brought up with Sabbath observance. So Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown, as mentioned in the Ten Commandments, remember the seventh day to keep it holy. And then also Jesus observed Sabbath as well.
Yeah.
So it's one day where I don't check my emails. I don't respond to work calls. I don't read
from
any scripts.
Friday night sundown.
To Saturday night sundown.
Yeah.
No work.
You don't check your emails.
No. That's
like against the commandment of Hollywood that thou shalt carry thy BlackBerry at all times.
But you know what? Here's the good thing. When you set boundaries.
Yeah.
Up front. Here's what my commitment is. So we all agree.
I love this,
before we even take the job or go down the road.
Yeah.
Here's the commitment.
Yeah.
Are we all agreeing this is okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then all I have to do is just make sure I keep the commitment.
Yeah.
Because the moment I break it
is
the moment they realize, oh, well, he wasn't that serious.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Sabbath is a time to recharge. It's a time to rest. It's a time to spend time with my family. It's a time to spiritually reconnect.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
What is interesting is that you allow your faith, your belief in God, to be at the forefront of who you are in a place where most of us, and you even say in the book, I remember when I said to my father, I was like 13, 14, that I'm going to be an actress. No daughter of mine is going to be going out to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, boy.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
You know the line.
Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah, right. So you're living in what a lot of certainly traditional Christian people see Hollywood as the land of everything but following the path of your faith. How do you make it out there?
Well, you make it by being true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
like literally for your first job, your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's right.
I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off. And what happened was, it was...
Weren't you scared to say that?
Yeah, I was scared. It wasn't intentional.
Like it wasn't intentional.
It wasn't intentional, but I'm there in the interview.
Yes.
And God starts to, literally, it feels like he's speaking to me. You know, because everything goes great. I feel like, okay, yeah, I got this in the bag. You know how you just go in and you land, hey, it's all good. But at the end of the interview, it was like God was saying, tell her about the Sabbath. And I'm like, no, I'll tell her after I get the internship.
After I get the job,
I get what I want.
I'll tell them.
Right.
Yeah.
But he said, no, be obedient. And so I said, man, all right, well, here's the thing. I can't take this internship if I have to work Friday night sundown to Saturday night sundown because I observe the Sabbath. And she was quiet. And then after a moment, she said, don't worry. Work around that. And I said, hallelujah. And what it did was it gave me confidence that if I embrace who I am, it will open doors, not shut them. Also,
that's really big. Hold that a moment. Pause. Tweet. Okay, good. Go ahead.
We also thinking about doors, right?
Yeah.
If your faith won't fit in the door that opens, then I argue do not walk through that door. The door that God has opened for you will fit your faith.
That's such a tweet. I have to take a break. I have to take a break and tweet that myself.
All right.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, see Roy, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent. All right. Excellent. So, Brother Joseph gonna be ready to go. Another one up and coming teachers out of Camp One. He gonna be ready to holler on that microphone. So, Brother Titus, what do Luke chapter 12, verse 12 says, what does that say?
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit to teach you at the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that. So we're going to open up and get the microphones ready. Give me something to work with. We're going to open up with the young lion, Brother Joseph. I was getting these microphones together. And Leviticus 23, verse 1, there, Brother Joseph. Hey, Brother Joseph, we're going to look at Leviticus 23, verse number 1, and we'll see what we get out of it.
Hallelujah. Well,
Leviticus 23, pick up verse 1, and we'll just keep reading till we get our point about this unleavened bread. Let's find out what we're dealing with on the first day of unleavened bread. Let's see what he's saying here. And Leviticus 23, pick up verse 1, we read a little bit. Come on there, Brother Joseph.
Hallelujah. Leviticus 23, verse 1. And it reads, and Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahuwah, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous convocation, even these are Yahuwah's feast. Verse 3, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and righteous gathering. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahuwah in all your dwellings. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 4. These are the feasts of Yahuwah, even righteous convocation, which you shall proclaim in their season. Verse 5. In the 14th day of the first month at even is Yahuwah's Passover. Verse 6.
Hold on right there for a minute, young lion. Because right now, we just now have completed the Passover. Right now, as the sun was setting in, so this right here has been completed, the Passover. The Passover was from sundown yesterday to now, so the sun had just went down. So we know we have completed the Passover. So now the Passover have been completed. So now we're in the early stage of what in verse number 6? What is it saying in verse 6 there, young man?
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 6, and it reads, and on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto Yahuwah. 7 days
now,
you must eat unleavened
hold
bread.
Hold that point. Make sure you kind of be listening to me, because I'm be breaking in all of the teaching. Because right now, so now, they're going to give us the rules and regulation on this unleavened bread. Yahuwah going to give Moses the rules and regulation on unleavened bread. So after we uncompleted Passover, which have been completed, so now when the sunset, it is the 15th day. So on this 15th day, they're going to tell us exactly what we're supposed to be doing on the first day of the 15th day. Now let's look at what it said. What we're supposed to be doing on the first day of the 15th day on verse number 7 and verse 8. Exactly what do the children of Israel, the Israelites, will be doing on the first day of unleavened bread, verse 7 and 8. What does it say there, young man?
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 7 and 8. Verse 7 reads, in the first day you shall have an righteous convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. Verse 8, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah 7 days. In the 7 days is a righteous gathering. You shall do no servile work therein.
Okay, that's right there. right there. So now we find out how you operate and how you be up on the right understanding of Yahweh. On the first day, you have a righteous gathering. The righteous gathering to explain exactly what this day is all about. You do know servile work. What does servile work? It means no work on your job. Your job where you collect money at, that's the day you have been set up for your boss, and no, you will not be on that day. But the work you do will be in the temple site. Now that's some good work. Now, let's get a precept on that, Brother Titus. Another one of up-and-coming young line teachers out of Camp 1. Let's get a precept on that. Let's back up to Exodus. Let's find out something in Exodus. Get a precept on that. So hold what you got there, young line, Brother Joseph. We're going to get a precept on that. And in the 12th chapter, and see exactly how you deal with this code. See, one thing about it, once we line up with Yahweh, he ain't got no choice but to do everything he say he gonna do. But one thing he not gonna break is his word. So now,
hallelujah, Yahweh.
Now we're gonna find out exactly what the precept about this day by going to the 12th chapter. And we're going to pick it up at verse number, Titus, pick it up at verse number 14. We'll read down to 21.
Second book of the law, book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 14 to 21. Exodus, chapter 12, verse 14, read. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, you should keep it a feast unto Yahweh throughout your generations. You should keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Verse 15. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even to the first day shall you put away leaven out of your houses. But whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that life should be cut off from Israel.
Or that soul, or that soul, that body, that
Yahweh,
all that is one and the same. So now, you don't eat no leavened bread for the next 7 days. That means you don't put no leaven in the mouth. Not in the mouth. Go ahead and read.
16. And in the first day, there should be a righteous gathering. And in the seventh day, there should be a righteous gathering to you. No matter what should be done in them, say that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you.
What do you mean by that? So your first day is the righteous gathering. But the seventh day is a righteous gathering. All in between, that's called abundant days they did on these feast days. Number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, them were days they bond together. That's when you start talking about your families and everything else. Everybody came together, they bonded together on the days like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But the day that is mandatory is that first day and that seventh day. That's when you gather. All in between, you just kind of making Yahweh take a really good look at you when you get in between 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you have the same spirit as you have with 1 and 7, and you got that same spirit that makes Yahweh let him know that you're more than all right with him. But what is required of you on the feast of unleavened bread is to have a righteous gathering on the first day and the seventh day. That is mandatory for the children of Israel. And we got 6 locations. Call for details, 224-600-5579. It's got a camp out there in South Carolina. Got a camp out there in Maryland. Got a camp out there in Kankakee. Number four is in Detroit. Number 3 is in Kankakee. Number 2 is in Springfield, Illinois. Number 1 is in Chicago. So
details, because it's very important to understand about these feast days. Yahweh required these feast days to be done the way the Bible tells you to do it. The first day, righteous gathering. The seventh day, righteous gathering. Two, three, four, five, six of the days that they were bonding together and still doing Yahweh's business, and that's a great thing too. So it's a seven-day feast. So now we got, well, we just read now that, what do we read again, that young line?
Exodus chapter 12, just read verse 16.
Okay, so we find out that first day and the seventh day, and now back at the verse 15 again.
The book of Exodus chapter 12, verse 15. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread.
Yes.
Even the first day shall you put away leaven out of your house.
Right.
For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person should be cut off from Israel.
All right, let's do a little precept on that. Caroline, Brother Joseph. We're going to do some pre-something on that, young line. We're going to do some what is he talking about? Don't put no leaven in your house. I got to do a little pre-something on that. Let's see, can we do a little pre-something on that? Y'all probably be able to load that. All right, bro. I don't know what I'll see. ABFB that. All right, ABFB. Hallelujah, bro. You see that, ABFB. Hallelujah. Now, young line, Brother Joseph, we're going to look
Hallelujah.
At about what he means by don't put no lemon in your mouth. We're going to take that to another level. We go on to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and we'll look at exactly in verse number 19 and verse 20. Let's see what we can read there, young lions. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. What does it say?
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Verse 19 reads, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own. Verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, honor Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh.
All right. Y'all mind read that verse 19 again?
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own?
So you see, so Yahweh, Joseph, so what temple he saying? Don't defile it by putting leaven. What temple are you talking about there, according to verse 19 and 20? Brother Joseph, what temple is he talking about?
Your body.
Your body. Excellent. He's not telling you about go out there and take all your leaven and hide it out there in your garage. Somebody go in your garage and take all your
living. So
he's not talking about none of that. Hallelujah. So what he's talking about is a spiritual level. Don't close your mouth. Hallelujah. Close your mouth on leaven for the next 7 days. Walk past it. Don't go and put no leaven. Put nothing together to make it rise. That's what he's talking about. So that's why this ministry got to come now. To let you know that you understand this thing. Hallelujah.
Don't put nothing in your body for the next
got 11 in it. Hallelujah. Go down. Come on back off. I'll try to come on back to that and find out how long you're supposed to understand this thing. So when you go, remember, when you're teaching now, this is what this is, a teaching ministry. We got to be prepared to teach now. That is our calling. Yahuwah, six anointed counsel, four fellows to his life. We have to give you the answer. So now pick it back up at verse 12:15 again.
Yeah, I read verse 15.
Okay, read it, come on.
Alright. Exodus chapter 12, verse 15. 7 days till you eat unleavened bread.
Yes.
Even the first day till you put away leaven out of your house. Right. But whatsoever eat unleavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person or life should be cut off from Israel.
Uh-huh.
Verse 16.
Looking good.
And in the first day, there should be a righteous gathering.
So on the first day of unleavened bread, what's going to be doing in your line?
There should be a righteous gathering.
That means all six locations will have Israelites packed to the rim and bumping shoulders on that first day of unleavened bread. Go ahead.
And in the seventh day.
And in the seventh day.
There should be a righteous gathering to you.
Another righteous day on the seventh. So all in between is not mandatory, but the first and the seventh day is. All in between is called a bunny because they put up temporary shelter and they was always around that temple and they were bonding with all the tribes, all their family members about how if you got any new grandbabies, how's it going, how's it been doing. So they was meeting and greeting for them 7 days, getting to know one another again. That was number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is all about. Go ahead.
To you, no matter what should be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you.
And what do you mean by that? You know, those that, you know, want to put in a little more time in temple site by getting and preparing things, get everything prepared let me get a precept on that. Get everything prepared. What's that mean, young line of Josephine, let's see what he's talking about. Let's go to Luke chapter 1. See, this is what we got to be doing in Luke chapter 1. See, Luke chapter 1, Brother Joseph, we're looking at Luke chapter 1, and we'll pick up at verse number. Luke chapter 1, let's take the verse number. 9. We'll read a little bit. Now I'll tell you what, pick up verse number 8. Luke chapter 1, Brother Joseph. Pick up at verse number 8. What does it say? 1:8.
Luke.
We'll read a little bit.
Luke chapter 1, verse 8. And it reads, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before Yahuwah, in the order of his court. Verse 9. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of Yahuwah. Verse 10. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. Verse 11. And there appeared unto him a ministering spirit of Yahuwah, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Verse 12.
Good. So you see, somebody has to be getting to the temple because all Sabbath days, feast days, they always start at night when the sun sets. So those have to make sure they're the first one in and last one leave because they got to be in there, get things prepared, turn the lights on. People's ready to come in. They already is outside. But then leadership have to make sure he's there to open up the temple and get all the lights on, turn the lights on, get everything prepared, you know, then the people's come in. So that's what I mean by no work, no servile work. Now that servile work was work that you did
mean, getting that paycheck. That's the day you got off. But the work that you did was the volunteer work to get to the temple early enough to get the everything prepared for the people to come in to enjoy that first day of unleavened bread was a mandatory date. The first and the seventh day is an order from Yahuwah that you keep that first and the seventh day by making sure you got your faith in the place of one of the six anointed camp. So that's the mandatory thing that we have to make sure we clear, that we understand to help others. The first day is mandatory. Seventh day is mandatory. All in between, that's up to you. You want to meet and greet, all the doors will be open in all six locations every day. Because that's the way you have prepared folks to be prepared every day. So now we're going back again to Young Lion Brother Titus, and we want to read, what verse you left off on again?
I just read verse 16.
All right, give me more audio. Verse 16. Go ahead.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 16. And in the first day should be a righteous gathering, and in the seventh day there should be a righteous gathering to you. No matter what should be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you.
That means the one that has come in, get the life together, get the place all prepared for people to come in. They got up in there, they start doing things like what's going on right now. You know, a lot of members right now is getting things prepared, move things around. So everybody give a prayer for the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Go ahead.
Verse 17. You shall observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Go ahead.
For in this same day there are brought your army out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generation by an ordinance forever.
So you keep this first day, the seven-day feast, the first and the seventh day, you observe this, you bump shoulders, you prepare, you understand this is an order from Yahweh. You do this how long?
Forever.
As long as you got breath in your body, you do these things. Go ahead.
Verse 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you should eat unleavened bread.
Okay.
Until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
So you ain't got to look at no calendar. You ain't got to look at none of that. All you know one thing, for the next 7 days, you don't put no lemons in your mouth from the 14th day to the 21st day. That is the order for doing the unleavened bread feast. So you ain't got to go peep at nothing. You're going to peep and see what you got lemon in your pantry or in your refrigerator, and close your mouth on it for the next 7 days. You ain't got to take it away and hide it out. Just close your mouth for the next 7 days on it. What's the next verse say?
Verse 19. 7 days should there be no leaven found in your house.
Go ahead.
For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that life person should be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land.
So it makes no difference if you partake in unleavened bread or come up under the banner of the children of Israel, the Israelites, then they have to tell you exactly the rules and regulations pertaining to this day. What's their next?
Verse 20. You should eat nothing leavened in all your habitation. You should eat unleavened bread.
You should eat nothing leavened for the next 7 days.
This time.
For the next 7 days, you eat nothing leavened for the next 7 days. Now watch what he says in the next verse in 21.
Verse 21. Then Moses called all the elders of Israel.
So then Moses' job, after he got the information, he went straight to the elders and got them prepared to understand this. And his job was to get to the young lion teachers. The young lion teachers get to the families, the fathers get to the mothers get to the children. Because they want to know, Mom, why we eat no lettuce? then you're going to be broken down through the order thing because the elders got to the young lion teacher. Said, look here, this is how it goes. Now the teachers, now they teach. They got to the father. This is how it goes. The father tell the mother. This is how it goes. The mother tell the children. This is how it goes. Now you're upon the will of Yahweh. Now, come on back, young line of Brother Joseph. We're coming back to Leviticus again now. We want to make sure we're clear about, and that's what this is, a teacher ministry. We have to make sure we rehearse the righteous act, but we, our job is to know exactly what's going on these days. Now, Brother Joseph, we're coming back to Leviticus 23, and we're going to pick it right back up again at verse number 8.
Hallelujah.
Come on. 23, verse 8.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 8, and it reads, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh 7 days. And the 7th day is a righteous gathering. You shall do no servile work therein.
Ah, good.
Verse 9.
Now, hold on, y'all line. So now we clear how it goes. And what to teach on. Be clear about it. Now, we're going to talk about, now we're going to find out something about it. And we're going to look at this piece at another angle in the 9th chapter. We're going to Numbers chapter 9. We'll look at the rest of this piece. All these days is considered the same way. So we'll look at it another way. By going to Numbers chapter 9. And we're going to look at something in Numbers chapter 9. And we're going to talk about the feast in Numbers chapter 9. Exactly what's going on. Numbers chapter 9. Repeat it verse 13. Down to verse number 15. Numbers chapter 9. Figure it verse 13. Down verse 15.
Titus,
come on.
The 4th book of the law, of the heavenly tablets, the book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 13 to 15. Numbers chapter 9, verse 13, read. But the man that is clean.
Now, if the man that is clean, now you're clean. The man that is clean. Wait a minute. What's the definition of a man that is clean? If he can get a definition of that mother peace. In 119, what do you mean by if a man that's clean? What's that supposed to mean? If you can get a preach up on that about a man that is clean, mother E. Mother E. Y'all probably get to see right. Alright, put the microphone on there. Yeah. We're going to 119. What do you mean by if a man is clean? What's that supposed to mean? Let's get a preacher up on that and find out what that means by if a man is clean. We're going to 119, verse number 8 and 9. Oh, son. 119, verse 8 and 9. What's that mean by if a man is clean? Let's talk about it, Mother E. Come on.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 8 and verse 9. Verse 8. I will teach the statutes. Oh, forsake you not, son. Verse 9. Wherewith shall a young man lead his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you clean. Not by how long you've been up under the shower. I don't care how much dial soap you put on you up under the shower. That ain't made you clean. What makes you clean again? That mouth in verse 9.
Okay.
Verse
9. Where shall a young man flee this way by taking heed thereto according to the word?
So how can a young man clean his way? By keeping the laws, statutes, and commandments that's in his book. That's it when you're clean. Read verse 10, just make it sound good, yeah, mother.
Verse 10. With thy whole mind and thy thoughts, oh, let me not wander from thy commandments.
Because if you wander away from the commandments, you're not clean. So if you run away from the commandments, you're not clean. You might be looking good in the world, but according to Yahweh, you're not clean. The only thing going to clean you up, hey, Mother Z, give me St. John 15, verse 3. The only thing going to clean you up. See, remember, Yahweh is fixing on the campus. You got to be trying to teach now. Yahweh got big things for his ministry to do, but the first thing you got to do is get those that are going to be teaching how to fix it on the campus path to understand you're not clean because you stayed in the shower for the last 2 hours. You're clean when you keep the law, statutes, and commandments in Yahweh's eyes. So now, what you reading there, Mother Z?
St. John chapter 16, verse 3.
Go ahead.
Verse 3 reads, St. John chapter 15, verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
So what cleans you up there, Mother Z?
The word.
Okay, and what he got written in verse 5 behind that, Mother Z?
Verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, he can do nothing.
Yeah. So without him, you can't do what, Mother?
Nothing.
Can't do nothing. So you might well do the verse 3 again, a little low audio, Mother. So you might well understand, you might well do verse 3. What is that verse 3 again, Mother? Mother Z?
Verse 3. St. John chapter 15, verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
So what cleans you up, Mother?
The word.
The word. And you're getting the word now. So we're getting the word now so that you know that the only way you clean the eyes of Yahweh is keeping these laws, statutes, and commandments as is written in his book. So now he says, and 9 verse 18, if a man that is clean, he's clean now. That means he's a law, statutes, and commandments keeper. Come on, young man.
All right, back to Numbers chapter 9, verse 13. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey.
And not in a journey. Otherwise, he's not in that traveling. If he's traveling and forgot to do what you got to do, not in a journey. Go ahead.
And prepare to keep the Passover.
To forget, to prepare to keep the feast. So
that's right.
The feast, if you prepare to keep the feast, that's right. Passover, unleavened bread, all the feast days. You forgot to put it on your calendar about keeping Leviticus 23. Let's see what he said. Come on.
Even that same person, life should be cut off from among his people.
He said, I'm going to get you sooner or later. Sooner or later, I'm going to get you. Go ahead and read.
Because he brought not the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season.
And you didn't even send in your offering. That's them. What offering he talking about? Let's get a precept on that, Mother East. What are you talking about in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17? And you forgot to even send in your offering on the feast day. Let's see what you got going on there, Mother East, in the 16, verse 17 in Deuteronomy. Hold that microphone for a minute.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verse 17. Every man shall give as he is able, according to his blessing,
money, work, and did all the things you forgot to get in your offering, got a double whammy upon the year. Now come on back to verse Numbers chapter 9, verse 14.
Book of Numbers chapter 9, verse 14. And if a stranger should sojourn among you and will keep the feast Passover to Yahuwah according to the ordinance of the feast Passover according to the matter thereof, so shall he do. You should do. I mean, ye shall have one ordinance both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land.
So this 7-day feast is called unleavened bread after Passover. So paying no never mind, then you got to make it the best way you can, because the bottom line is this is an order from Yahuwah, the first day and the seventh day. So to make sure you're very aware of the first day and the seventh day, it's going to be a gathering and bumping shoulders in one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. What it's saying, verse 15. Read that again in verse 14,
pertaining
to the feast.
Book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 14. And if a stranger should sojourn among you, and will keep the feast of Passover to Yahuwah according to the ordinance of the feast Passover, and according to the matter thereof, so shall he do. You shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land.
So we're going to lead by example and come down to Yahuwah's business. Yahuwah's fixing on the camp will lead by example. We know for the next 14 days to the 21st, we know it's unleavened bread. The first day and the seventh day is the righteous gathering. All in between. All in between. Line, Brother Joseph, in the 23rd chapter. Come back and find out some more so we can have the proper information, because when we speak, we're supposed to speak at Mother Meat. When we speak, we're supposed to speak with 11 verse 3 of St. John. How in that microphone, 11 verse 3 of St. John. See, when we Yahuwah's voice of the Israelites speak, we're supposed to speak according to
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
the word of Yahweh, which effectually works also in you that believe. Verse 14, for you, brothers and sisters, became followers of the temple of Yahweh, which in Yahdah Judah are in Yahweh the Son. For you also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of Yahdah Judah.
Yes. So look what we're going to find out. So we're going to find out, he said now in verse 14, now you brothers, because he came followers of the congregation of Israel of Yahweh, which is in Yahdah Judah. So you see,
hallelujah,
that's why it starts something. The world folks are following the lead tribe in Judah. Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon are supposed to be tied to the hip. And that's why we have to understand something. Our position is to make sure we break down how important these feast days is to break them down. So, young man, Brother Joseph, be going back to that Leviticus 23. See, our job is to make sure those that got ear to hear understand that we tell you exactly what this man's saying. If you're going to receive this blessing, you're going to follow the rules like the Father, the Son rules. So we're going back to the Leviticus 23 there, young man.
I left off.
Right back up at first, pick up verse 9.
Number 9.
And we're going to, yeah, pick up, we're going to do a little reading in verse 9 until we get our point. Let's find out more about this unleavened bread. So we read verse 8 just to make it plain. And verse number 8, what is Yahweh require on us on the feast of unleavened bread? Verse 8 again there, young line.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 8. But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh the Son 7 days. In the 7 days is a righteous gathering. You shall do no servile work therein. And Yahweh the Son spake
unto him. That's good. So that 7 days is a righteous gathering. And read verse 7 again.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 7. In the first day, you shall have a righteous gathering. You shall do no servile work therein.
So we got, so what is commanded of the children of Israel, the Israelites, to make sure you in one of them camps on that first day and the seventh day. All in between is bonding day. Now, once Yahweh got all that understanding claim he talked about, what he say in verse number 9, let's read a little bit there, young lion. Come on, let's read a little bit more. Come on.
Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 9. And it reads, and Yahweh the Son spake unto Moses, saying, verse 10, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you become into the land which Yahweh give unto you, and shall reach the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest unto the priest. Verse 11.
Well,
and you shall
raise
the sheaf.
Well, you see, the first thing you're supposed to do, now you know your harvest is what's called them tithes, free will offer, and donations. That's the first thing supposed to happen on that first day is them tithes, free will offering, and donation right here according to verse 10. You say you bring the first of that to that priest. You get that and hit that box on that first day of the unleavened bread. That's what he's talking about right now, because you know you ain't got no hog, you know you ain't got no deer, you know you ain't got no turkeys and all that. So he's talking about getting that pocket and to make sure you prepared to hit them boxes on that first day of unleavened bread. First of all,
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 11. And he shall wave the sheep before Yahuwah the Son to be accepted for you. On the morrow, after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Now, what do you mean by the priest going to wave? What the priest going to wave? He's going to say, yeah, they, whoever is following the rules, then that one is all right. That what he's saying. He said, look here. The priest's job was to see who is following the rules and regulations. Then put a petition in to Yahuwah. Matter of fact, hold that part right there. Hold that part there, y'all mind. We see daughter Yahuwah. She's coming on stage. So let's see if we bring daughter Yahuwah in. And
yeah, I'm on my way to class. I'm on my way. I'm driving.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right. You know, y'all, I'm on my way to class. Hallelujah. Right. So you see, this man, this is big business. See, we got to talk the talk, but we got to walk the walk. According to lead this thing, you got to sacrifice what Yahuwah guarantees. You want the blessing of Yahuwah, you got to be about Yahuwah. Simple as that. About Yahuwah, the Bible tells you if you're about Yahuwah. So now, back to our young line, and we're going to look right back at verse number 12. Let's talk about a young line. Come on, verse 12. All
right, back to Numbers.
Look.
No, we're talking about Brother Joseph, Brother Young Line on Network. Verse 12.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 12, and it reads, and you shall offer that day when the priest waved the sheep, and Yahuwah the Son, without blemish of the first year, for a burnt offering unto Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
Verse 13. 13?
Yes,
Leviticus 23, verse 13. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto Yahuwah the Son for a sweet savor. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin.
14.
Leviticus 23, verse 14. And you shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, unto the selfsame day that you have brought an offering unto Yahuwah. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings.
Excellent. That's how you do the unleavened bread. So now this is what we on right now. We on the first day of unleavened bread. You know, all first days of unleavened bread, you got your white garments on, and your fringe is on the first day. And you have your righteous garment on that first day, and the seventh day. All in between is bonding day. This is an ordinance forever among Israel, the Israelites. So now, this morning, Samson, Yahuwah, forth of the Israelites. You got to be able to teach the Bible plainly to understand one thing. These commandments of these feast days in Leviticus 23 and all these feast days, it is a commandment from him. Then he had Zechariah to make a profound statement pertaining to the feast. And all these feast days is going to add up on you.
Zechariah
14. And this is good. All on on the international side, over 900,000 strong on the international side. Listen good to what he's saying in the 14th chapter of the book of Zechariah. He's going to say something that we need to hear what he got to say and what he got to say. What I'm looking for. In the 14th chapter, just figure around by verse number. Let's figure out verse number 16.
The book of Zechariah is here. Chapter 14, verse 16 reads.
Listen good.
And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left from all the nations which came against Yahdai Judah should even go up from year to year.
Year to year to do what?
To worship the king, Yahweh of hosts.
And to keep the feast that's written in Leviticus 23.
Yahweh.
Come up.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Kept them feast days. Now he's going to tell you some more about it. Come on, read 17.
Verse 17. And it shall be that whosoever will not come up from all the families of the earth, but to Yahdai Judah, to worship the king, Yahweh of hosts, even upon them should be no rain.
Now what do you mean by no rain? That means that everything that you think that rain, like your crop, he was going to hit them, rip where it's going to hurt them the most in their crop. You don't want to keep my feast days, then that means your crop is not going to grow. You want to be pouring all that water, putting all that seeds down in your crop. He said, well, ain't nothing happening. So Yahweh, I'm blowing on it, don't you?
Verse 18, and if the family of Egypt will not go up.
Not Egypt only means bondage.
Yahweh.
That's all Egypt is, a Greek word for bondage. That's all that word means. That's another word they don't play with again called Egypt. All it means is bondage to the children of Israel, the Israelites, right?
Yes. Go not up and come not. That have no rain, there should be the plague wherewith Yahweh will smite the nations, 17 nations, that come not up to keep the feast of tabernacles.
Okay, the feast is all I move the feast. All these feast days is a mandatory thing to do. Now he better put it out there plainly in verse 19. What he say?
Verse 19. This shall be the punishment of Egypt, bondage, and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the feast.
So it is what it's going to be. It's going to be a punishment. So how many punishments have you stored up so far? But repentance is open. Remember one thing. These feast days of Yahweh, why you going to gain the whole world and lose your soul?
Yahweh.
The feast days is mandatory that Yahweh set up for the children of Israel, the Israelites. The world ain't going to tell you about it. It's your job to tell those that got ear to hear about what Yahweh gave to us to keep these days. Because, see, you worry about the other nations, but he make it plain, Brother Young Lion, Brother Joseph, he made it plain in the book of Isaiah 63 about the other nations. See, we worry about why the other nation ain't got to keep this. Because he'll tell you, or you can preach up your Bible in Isaiah 63, he'll tell you plainly why not so. Isaiah 63, young lion, brother Joseph. Let's see what he says in verse number 16 down to verse 19. Give me a little more audio there, young lion. Come on.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 63:16-19.
What? Yeah.
Isaiah 63, verse 16-19. Verse 16 reads, doubtless you are our father. Though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not, you, O Yahweh the Son, are our Father, our Redeemer,
Your name is from everlasting. Oh, Yahweh, why have you made us to err from your ways and harden our mind from your fear? Return for your servant's sake, the tribe of your inheritance. Verse 18. The people of your righteousness have possessed it but a little while. Our adversaries have trodden down your temple. Verse 19. We are yours. You never bear rule over them. They were not called by Yahweh's name.
You see that? He said, well, we're young, but he said, listen, the only reason why the problem you got now, Israel, because you refuse to do what's written in this Bible. That's the problem. I'm about to get a precept on that. Young lion, but Titus, get a precept on that. See, our problem is this. We refuse to do Bible. We commune with our loved ones and everybody else, and we don't let the Bible make the decision for us, and we're going to remain in that problem. Let the Bible make a decision and dig upon the will of Yahweh, because that's what's going to say. So now, Jeremiah was the seer of the hour, and Yahweh kept him in 1, 4, and verse 5. We're not going to read. But we'll get to what he told Jeremiah about Jeremiah the seer. He told him something in the 15th chapter there, Brother Titus, the young lion. What did he tell them? Said they won't pay me no never mind. Let's see what he said, and we can read in the 15th chapter, 1 down to verse 3. Now, he came to Jeremiah concerning Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. Let's see what he says to Jeremiah the seer in 15, 1 down to verse 3. What did he say there, Brother Titus?
The book of Jeremiah the seer, chapter 15, verse 1 and 3. Jeremiah the seer, chapter 15, verse 1. Then said Yahweh unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. Verse 2. And it shall come to pass that they say unto you, where should we go forth? Then you should tell them, thus said Yahweh, such as are for death to death, such as are for the sword to the sword, and such as are for the famine to famine, and such as are for the captivity to the captivity. Verse 3, and I will pray over them for a time, said Yahweh, the sword to slay, and the dogs to tear, and the fowl of the heaven and the beast of the earth shall devour and destroy.
Yeah. He said, Jeremiah, you go tell Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon, y'all have got on Yahweh's nerves. Tell them y'all is in a heap of trouble. He's gonna have four kingdoms behind you. And every time they see you, they're going to beat your back. They're going to beat your back. They're going to beat your back all over the place. You hear that? So your back going to be beat because you refuse to do what's written in his Bible. And every nation come among you going to beat your back. So you picking it, boycott, marching, and wonder why you get your back beat. Because Yahweh have turned these nations against you because you're not paying them no never mind. Are you paying them never mind by keeping these laws, statutes, and commandments and keeping these Sabbath days and these feast days? And as long as you make come up another way without keeping Israel here, Yahweh will have your back beat. Not today, but he'll have your back beat tomorrow. Get down to verse number 6 there, young lion, what it say? Yahweh be with Mother D of Israel, see you early.
Yahweh Hallelujah,
boy.
Hallelujah, boy. That's all right. Hey, we
that's
all it's about. Verse
6,
come on.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 6.
Listen
good. You have forsaken me, said Yahweh.
Yes.
You are going backwards. Therefore, will I stretch out my hand against you.
Just look here. He said, you have forsaken me. So I'm going to stretch out my hand against you. You're not keeping my Sabbath days. You're not keeping no feast days. He said, I'm against you. Go ahead and read.
I will stretch out my hand against you.
Hallelujah, God.
And destroy you.
He said, I'm going to destroy you. Go ahead.
I am weary with repentance.
I'm tired of you making excuses why you're not keeping my laws, statutes, and commandments. If Jeremiah tell them, I am finished with them, I'm going to just have the nation to beat you back. Simple as that. I'm going to watch to get your back beat. You won't keep no Sabbath days. You won't keep no feast days. I'm going to watch the other nations beat your back. Go ahead and read.
Verse 7. And I will stand there where it stands in the gates of the land.
Uh-huh.
I will bereave them of children.
He said, go ahead.
I will destroy my people since they return not from their way.
Hey, El, if you can pull that verse up on those stairs, based on I'm going to wipe them like a dish. I'm going to wipe them like a dish. El, pull that verse up on those stairs. Go keep reading.
All right, verse 8. Their widows are increased to me above the sand of the sea.
Uh-huh.
I have brought upon them against the mother of the young men.
He said, I'm the one that caused you your problem. You don't want to keep no Sabbath day. You don't want to keep no feast day. When your problem hits you, tell them one thing. I'm the one that caused you the problem. You got trouble in your household? I'm the one that caused your problem. Because you've been ordained to keep my Sabbath days and my feast days in a hurry. You won't do it the way I tell you to do it. I'm going to cause trouble even in your household, Reed.
A spoiler at noonday.
I'm going to have a spoiler coming when the sun is at its best. I'm going to get a spoiler ready in your house and it's at your best. Spoiler coming to your house.
I have caused him to fall upon you.
Yeah. I'm the one going to make the fall come and get you. Hey.
Suddenly in terror upon the city.
Hey.
Verse 9. She had born 7 languages. She had given up the breath. Her song is gone down.
Yeah.
While it was yet day. She has been ashamed and confounded.
Yeah.
And the rest who are there will I deliver to the sword.
And all the rest of them are going to the sword. You don't want to keep no Sabbath day. You don't keep no feast day. Prepare yourself to meet the sword. And you know who the sword man is. Deuteronomy 5 songs translated there as the white man, the white one. They're going to meet you and deliver you up. Because you don't want to pay five or no never mind. Go ahead, read.
Before their enemies, said Yahweh. Verse 10. Woe is me, my mother, that hath borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men has lent to me on usury. Yet every one of them do it curse me.
So you think you got a good day going on, all of a sudden, all the time, it's going to break a loop in your family. You know why? Because you are forsaking the Almighty. So he will remove the covenant from you because you told Yahweh something. Now make sure Mother see up here, so I got a microphone. And because you told Yahweh something. See, you told him something in verse number 19, verse 3, Mother, see up Israel. In Exodus 19, verse 3, 8 and 9, you said something. You said something. In the 19th chapter of Exodus, verse 3, 8 and 9, what is that, Mother, see up Israel, lies at chap number one as the first day of peace about the bread. Fucking show is fine. 19 verse 6 is the microphone. Skip down to verse 8 and 9.
So you don't let nothing
never back away from that vow. That vow is supposed to make sure you're doing that vow 110 years. If you understand Yahweh's rules and regulations on these feast days, you understand rules and regulations on these Sabbath days, and all of a sudden you back away from that vow, guess what? Yahweh heard out your mouth. See, the contract is your mouth. Your contract is the mouth. Hallelujah.
What was he at that we can read in the 18th chapter, verse 1 and 2,
And then we'll skip down to verse number 6, down to verse 10. We're going to Acts chapter 18, verse 1, 2, 6, down to verse 10. Now, in fact, read verse 11 just to make it sound good. We're going to Acts 18, 1, 2, 6, down to verse number 11. And then we're going to skip down to verse 19 to 21. Now to Yahuwah, live at camp number 1, at the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread come out.
The book of Acts, chapter 18, verses 1, 2, 6 through 10, 11, 19 through 21.
Verse 1 reads.
After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth. Verse 2, and found a certain Israelite, Yahda Judah, named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all of Yahda Judah to depart from Rome.
So where was Yahda Judah at?
In Rome.
So when Paul's speaking to Romans, who are we speaking to? Yahda Judah.
That's
in Rome.
Right.
That's right.
Not the white man. The white woman. He over there messing
around with the Israelites.
That
ain't wrong.
Get
down to verse 6, down to verse number 11.
And came unto them. Verse 6. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them,
what did he say?
Your blood be upon your own head.
Very.
I am clean.
Yes.
From henceforth, I will go unto the Gentiles.
Yes, Gentiles in this case is northern Canaan.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Judah, gonna run his fat mouth with him. So he's looking, I tell you what, Judah, you talk that talk off. We know you lead tribes, but you out of order too. Judah, that's why you gotta recognize Judah, you got order too. Hey, Elder, you give me my verse that I need about why does come out of the dish? To find out where that verse that I need sooner or later. Go on, give us no doubt.
Verse 7. And he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus.
Yes.
One that worships Yahuwah.
Yes.
Whose family joined hard to the temple.
Ain't that something? You see that? When he got there in Rome, he was a family. What kind of way? They were
hard.
They were hard. They were about this business. They were having them hard players. What are they? The hard ones. Come on, step forward. Come on, read.
Verse 8. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the temple, believed on the Yahuwah with all his family.
Uh-huh.
And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed.
The Corinthians of this Bible is the scattered Israelites that have been scattered. This is not the white man and the white woman. This is the Corinthians, remember, like we call African American and Negro. They were called Corinthians. But many over there in the Corinthians, they believe this thing. And that's the one Paul was working with, go ahead, read.
And were baptized.
And they were baptized after they received the word.
Verse 9. Then spake the Yahuwah to Paul in the night by a vision. Be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace.
Uh-huh.
Verse 10, for I am with you, and no man shall set on you to hurt you, for I have much people in this city.
Hey, that's something. You got the people he had now. Now, you know what people he had are. Mother, hey, Marie, what people did he have that we can read over there in 1524? What people did he talk about that he had, Mother, 1524 on Matthew? What the people did he have? What people did he have, Mother?
Matthew 15:24.
Yeah.
But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
Yeah, So what people said he tell Paul that I got over here wrong?
Because
Yahweh is waiting on us to get right, then the rest of them to step up, then they're going to be our slaves in the kingdom. Then we're going to beat them back a little bit anyway, but they're still going to be our slaves. So Yahweh, but the same token, everybody got to know their role to come. So now come back to our daughter Yahweh, let's come back and give this a little bit more. Now Paul, he told Paul that I got much peoples over here. So he knows the people is he got over there. I got much peoples over here. See, so we've been scouting every nation upon the sun. We're everywhere.
Got a precept.
But now, let's come on, let's pull that verse out, Donald, where you at?
I'm in the book of Acts chapter 18, verse 11 now. The book of Acts chapter 18, verse 11 reads, and he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of Yahuwah unto them.
So he continued a whole year teaching. What was he teaching that daughter?
The word of Yahuwah for half of a year.
Go ahead. Let's get down to verse 19
reads, and he came to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered into the temple and reasoned with Jotah, Judah, the Israelite.
Hallelujah.
Verse 20. And when they desired him to tarry longer with them, he consented not.
Right.
Verse 21.
What he do?
But bade them farewell.
He bade them farewell.
Saying.
What?
I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in to Yahweh Judah. But I will return again unto you if Yahweh will. He sailed from Ephesus.
So you see that? So you see what you got to do? I don't care what you owe. You got to know how to bag away and keep your feast day. You got to know how to bag away and keep your feast day. I don't care what's going on in the world. Paul was teaching this time. Paul was throwing that word everywhere. But he knew one thing. He knew the feast of Passover, unleavened bread, what's written in the biggest 23. He had to break away and bump shoulders. He said, look here, I don't care what's going on. I will return back to you in the northern kingdom. But about Easter and big battle for the hall. They can tell you that. See, but you got to tell them we forbidden to eat that bad food. They gonna, it'll mess us up, but it might do you some good. But it'll mess us up. See, we got to talk that talk. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 5 to 6, daughter Yahuwah. Come on.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5. Verse 5 and 6.
Read verse 4 just to make it sound good.
Verse 4, 5, and 6. Verse 4 reads, when thou vowest a vow unto the Yahuwah, defer not to pay it, for he have no pleasure in food. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Verse 5. Better is it that you shouldest not vow than that you shouldest vow and not pay. Verse 6, suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the ministering spirit that it was an error. Wherefore should the Yahuwah be angry with your voice and destroy the work of your hand?
So you got to watch your mouth. Don't mess around and make a statement because you're going to make Yahuwah angry with you.
Boy.
And your voice can cause you to have a bad backside. Is that what we read?
That's
what I read. Read. So, so we understand that these feast days is very important. And we want to go back and take a little quick look at it real quick again. I'll try this. We'll go back and take a look at it real carefully again, and then we're gonna pass on to our elders and let him work it over a little bit. Then we're gonna pass over to the young lions. We're gonna do it all. We're gonna pass to the old elders just to pass over to the young lions. How does sound, elder? We're gonna pass it to you just to pass it over to them young lions. We don't say it all. Old Sid gonna pass it to you. And then you pass to them young lions. And then they're hollering that microphone all the way. Hallelujah. Well, so now, back in this book, Exodus. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. Exodus 12, verse 1. What does it say there? What does it say that we can read Exodus 12, verse 1? That's right. 12, verse 1.
All right, the second book of the Heavenly Tablets, the Law, second book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 1. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, bondage, saying, verse 2.
Nah, I ain't thinking about no 2. So all we know one thing, who's doing the speaking?
Yahuwah.
So that's the end of it then. So now Yahuwah doing the speaking. Now what do we say in 13 verse 10?
In the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 10. Exodus chapter 13, verse 10. You should therefore keep this order in this season from year to year.
So you keep them year to year. So you keep what we get ready to read from year to year. Now back of the 12, and pick it up at verse number, Exodus chapter 12, pick it up at verse number 14.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 14.
Listen good.
This day should be unto you for a memorial. You should keep it a feast unto Yahuwah throughout your generations. You should keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 15. 7 days till you eat unleavened bread.
7 days to eat unleavened bread.
Even to the first day should you put away leaven out of your house.
And we find all about this. We know all about that in your body.
Yes.
Go ahead.
For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day, that life should be cut off from his bread.
Mm-hmm. That's all. That means you.
Yahuwah. 16. And the first day, there should be a righteous gathering.
On the first day of unleavened bread, Yahweh fixing on the camp. What again?
Should be a righteous gathering.
A gathering. Go ahead.
It's a 7 day.
Now, fixing on the camp, a force over to Israelites, on the 7 day, will be a what?
A righteous gathering.
Where is?
To you, no work should be done in death, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you.
So we read earlier about those from early to anyone of them sitting on a camp and get things prepared, like Abib doing, the elders doing, everybody moving around, moving, get things together. See? That's a good thing, too. Go ahead.
Verse 17. Ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For in this self-same day have I brought your armies out of the land of bondage. Therefore shall you observe this day in your generation by an ordinance
forever. And you do these feast days forever. You do them forever. As long as you got breath in your body, you know your bloodline is right, you do these feast days forever. Great.
Verse 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, shall you eat unleavened bread.
Unleavened bread.
Until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
So all you got to do is go from that 14th day with God, when the sun down, with the 15th, sit on down. From the state on good. Get it up there. Go ahead. What's the next verse say?
19. 7 days. Should there be no leaven found in your house?
That means don't go into taking your food to your neighbor next door. You got to put a pistol on it because they don't mess around and help yourself. No, close your mouth on that unleavened for 7 days.
Yeah. But whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that life or soul should be cut off from the congregation of Israel.
Yeah.
Whether he be a stranger or born in the land.
20.
Ye shall eat nothing leavened in all your habitations. Should you eat unleavened bread?
Now come on, daughter Yahweh, let's go to Leviticus 23. Daughter Yahweh, let's look at verse 1. Leviticus 23, verse 1. Daughter Yahweh.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 reads. And the YHWH Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
So Yahweh is going eyeball to eyeball with Moses. What do you say in verse 5?
Verse 5. In the 14th day of the first month at evening.
Yeah.
Is the Yahweh's Passover.
Yeah. We done that?
Verse 6. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Unto the Yahweh.
We're doing it right now. Go ahead.
7 days you must eat unleavened bread.
7 days you must eat unleavened bread. Go ahead.
Verse 7. In the first day you shall have a righteous convocation.
The first day you're supposed to have a righteous gathering.
You shall do no servile work therein.
That means your job you're supposed to put in for a day off from your job. Go ahead.
Verse 8, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh 7 days.
Yeah.
And the 7 day is an righteous convocation gathering. You shall do no servile work therein.
See, he's okay, got Moses. You understand it real good, Moses. See, out here, I'm hearing you real good. Then you're going to sit down. Then you're going to add some F to Moses in verse 9 and 10.
Verse 9, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 10, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them.
And speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them.
When you come into the land which I give unto you.
Yes.
You shall reap the harvest thereof.
Yes.
Then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruit of your harvest unto the priest.
And you bring a sheaf of the fruit. You know you ain't got no sheaf. So that first fruit you're talking about is some tithes, free will offered as donation, and hit that box. Now he's lying right there. And on that note, we're going to bring our elder in to pass it on to them young lines. What that elder? Pass it on to the young lines. Let him holler in that that microphone and pass on to the young man.
What the hell is it?
On that note, he's going to pass it on to our elder, and he's going to pass it on to them young lions, but he's going to let the elder do the passing on to the young lions. On that note.
All right. You're going to bring in them young lions from the tribe of Yak Dad Judah. Teach your brother Micaiah and teach your brother Titus.
Hallelujah.
You brought Titus to the realm of Leroy.
Hallelujah. Excellent.
Hallelujah. 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 All right. Hey, Mother E. Mother E. Give me some Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour.
That's right. That righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour which ought to say. All right. Okay, give me real quick. Give me Luke chapter 21, verse 15.
Let's go to Corinthians real quick.
Go to the book of Corinthians. See what I'm going to Corinthians. Real quick. Going to the book of Corinthians. I'm on mic going in and out. We're going to the book of Corinthians. We're going to the book of Corinthians, chapter 2. Book of Corinthians, chapter 2. All right. We're going to Corinthians. First, chapter 2. First Corinthians, chapter 2. We're going to pick it up at verse 5. Verse 5 all the way down to verse 7. We're going to skip down to verse 12. Verse 12 and 14. First Corinthians, chapter 2. We're going to pick it up at verse 5 all the way down to verse 7. And then we're going to skip down verse 13 and 14.
First Corinthians, chapter 2, verses 5 to 7, and 13 and 14.
Yeah. Alu Yaqua.
First Corinthians, chapter 5. First Corinthians, chapter 2. Verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the
power.
First Corinthians, you can First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Yahweh. Verse 6. How then we speak wisdom among them that are perfect?
Okay, hold that point. Hold that point. He said we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. I hold that. Hold that point. Lord of Yahweh Israel, put your marker, they'll be coming back. He said, wisdom of them that are perfect. And how you be perfect? Because I hear what the world say, nobody perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. I hear them say that. Ain't nobody perfect. But what makes you perfect? What makes you perfect? All right, let's get warmed up in Psalms.
Your line getting warmed up.
Let me Psalm chapter 19, verse 7.
Psalm chapter 19, verse 7 reads, the law of the Yahuwah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Yahuwah is sure, making wise the simple.
That's how you be perfect. Real quick, let's get another precept on that real quick. Let's get another precept on that. How you be perfect.
Well, we got the young line of Brother Joseph
still on the airway.
Alright. Let's see how you be perfect. Real quick. I'm going to get warmed up here real quick.
Young line, get warmed up.
Give me Matthew 5:48, I believe.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. It says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which in heaven is perfect.
All right, we're going to go to James. We're going to precept to James real quick. Go to the book of James. Yahuwah the Son's brother. Go to the book of James. Go to the book of James real quick. All right, Brother Joseph Israel. Young Lion. Let's go to the book of James, chapter 1.
with James chapter 1. Pick it up at verse 25.
James chapter 1, verse 25 reads, but whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues
therein. So this liberty
means
freedom. Go ahead.
Yeah, hallelujah.
He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds.
You see that? So if you be a perfect doer of that law, you're going to be blessed.
Call that verse out again, that young man.
That's for James chapter 1, verse 25.
Look all of them young lines. Please key up on that verse. That's
great. That will make you free right here, this law.
Read again, that young line, Brother Joseph, read that again. Look for a little more audio. Call that verse out.
James chapter 1, verse 25.
James chapter 1, verse 25. And it reads, but whoso looks into the perfect law of freedom and continues therein, he or she, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deeds.
All right.
Brother Joseph Israel, young lion. Read that James chapter 1, verse 25. Again.
James chapter 1, verse 25. And it reads, but whoso looks into the perfect law of freedom and continues therein, he or she, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, which is the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed, or this woman shall be blessed in her deed.
Hallelujah, boy. Hallelujah, boy.
The law of Yahweh is perfect,
that's right,
converting the soul. The testimonies of Yahweh is short, making wise the simple.
Yahweh the Son was saying it all.
This will make you perfect.
The law, right? Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, when Yahweh the Son be perfect, what do you tell him? Keep the law. You want to be perfect?
Hallelujah.
So that means when he said something in Sirach chapter 34, verse 8, Brother Joseph, what do you say in the book of Sirach chapter 34, verse number 8?
What do you say, young liar?
You say Sirach?
34, verse number 8.
Yahweh.
Let's see what Yahweh the Son, let me take you back on Mother D of Israel with his perfect, and Brother Titus and Brother Joseph.
Sirach 34, verse 8?
Yes, sir. 34, verse 8, the book of Sirach, Brother Joseph, you on the mic. Let's do it.
Sirach, chapter 34, verse 8, it says, without such deception, the law will be fulfilled. And in the mouth of the Torah keepers is complete wisdom.
Read that again.
Sirach, chapter 34, verse 8, without such deception, the law or the Torah will be fulfilled.
and in the mouth of the Torah keeper is complete wisdom.
Okay. Okay. Let's read that out of let's read Brother Titus. What did he say in the red book? King James Version out of red book. In Sirach 34, verse number 8. What did he read?
Book of Sirach, this is chapter 34, verse 8.
What did he read?
The law should be found perfect.
The law should be found perfect.
Without lies. And wisdom is perfection. It's a faithful mouth.
Hallelujah.
What's that, daughter? Hey, what's that, daughter?
Now, I said, I don't know what Brother Joseph was reading. Brother Titus was just reading the 34 verse 8 and Sirach in the red book.
He on point. Brother Joseph got a different book right now. His other book is put up somewhere else right this moment. Yeah. I forgot he told me yesterday he got to get his other book. Just told me that yesterday.
All right, young line.
I'm on it. I remember.
All right, down that King James, that young line.
He got to get his other book.
Hey, young line, brother Joseph, down that King James book.
I had a preacher, too.
So the line is found perfect. That's the person we're talking about that's lost. That's the person Yahweh's son was talking about.
That deception means lies, too, y'all. Y'all know I get what y'all said, but it was the same thing. It just was reworded differently.
Said what'd you say, y'all lie?
Deceptions mean lies. That's what I just wrote. I just read that. It said, let the law be without deception. And that's the same thing. Let the law be found perfect without lies. It's the same.
All right.
Let's continue.
Hey, I had a precept too, for the seer. I had a precept for the seer. And
All right, let's go ahead. Let's continue. All right. Let's get another hit on this perfect real quick. I'm going to 1 Kings. Going to Kings, chapter 8. Going to Kings, chapter 8. On this perfect, real quick.
1 Kings.
We got 1 Kings, 861. 1 Kings, chapter 8, verse 61. The mother E. Israel and Steve Roy. 1
Kings, chapter
8,
verse
61. We got
Let your mind therefore be perfect with the Yahweh, our Yahweh, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day.
Yahweh. See that? That verse was pulled. From Psalm chapter 19, verse 7, right here. 1 Kings chapter 8. Verse 61.
I had a precept for the seer.
Would you say, it's about the national order, real quick. About the national order. You got a precept, go ahead. What's the precept?
Matthew chapter 10. Verse 6 through 14.
That's right. Come on, young man.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 6 through 14. This is the precept for the seer. He picked up on this. Matthew chapter 10, verse 6 reads, but go rather to the lost sheep of the nation of Israel, verse 7, and as you go, keep saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
verse 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Verse 9. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses. Verse 10. Nor scrip for your journey, neither Sukkot journey, neither shoes, nor yet staff, for the workman is worthy of his meat. Verse 11. And to whatsoever city or town you shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till you go there. Verse 12. And when you come into a house, salute it. Verse 13. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. Verse 14. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. That's the job.
What you was just reading there, Brother Doug? All right, strip that again.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 6 through 14. I need to add 5 in there too, because the field was talking about how he ain't get a word to no other nation. So let me add 5 in there too, so we can, you know. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. It says, these 12, Yahweh the Son sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the strangers, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. Verse 6. But go rather to the lost sheep of the nation of Israel.
All right. Hallelujah, boy.
Hallelujah, boy.
All right.
We're going to touch on why we're here real quick. Why we're here. As a matter of fact, all right, so daughter Yahweh Israel, let's go to Book of John real quick. All right, pick it up at verse 31. John chapter 19, verse 31.
The book of John, chapter 19, verse 31. Verse 31 reads, the Israelites, Yada Judah, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the tree on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day.
So that's what day we on right now. We on this high day. This feast is called a high day.
That's right.
These feasts are called high days. As a matter of fact, I'm going to preach up that real quick to Sirach 33, verse 7 to verse 9. All right. Brother Joseph Israel, Young Life. Sirach chapter 33, verse 7 to verse 9.
Let daughter
Yahweh
pick that up.
Okay.
I got the book.
You got it?
Why do one day excel another, whenas all the light of every day in the year is of the sun?
Okay. Hallelujah.
You read it correctly.
Hallelujah. You better take care of that, sir. Read 30. That's you got your red book, brother. Brother Joseph.
Yeah.
All right, read it again.
Sirach chapter 33, verse 7 to 9. Why do one day excel another, whenas all the light of every day in the year is of the sun? Verse 8.
Hallelujah.
By the knowledge of Yahweh, they were distinguished.
And Yahuwah also sees and sees. Verse 9. Some of them has Yahuwah made high days and hallowed them, and some of them has Yahuwah made ordinary days.
Hello, Yahuwah. Hello, Yahuwah. Some he made high days and some he made ordinary days. Hello, Yahuwah. All right. Let's go to Leviticus. First Corinthians.
Yeah, hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah.
All right. Yeah, let me go ahead and finish that. Okay.
Brother Joseph, you still on, you still there?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. All right. All right. Let's finish off that First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. DF was reading. We're going to get on these feasts of unleavened bread.
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world.
In the microphone, brother.
Neither of the prince of this world that comes to know.
The nothing. Go ahead.
Verse 7.
Yahuwah.
2, verse 13. Okay. All right. Your mother, and daughter Yahweh, you just got done reading what?
Romans chapter 7, verse 14.
Okay, you said the law is spiritual thing. It's the law, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just waiting on Brother Titus. I don't get his knockout punch. And I'm going to come and chop it here.
All right, real quick, let's go to see what I want, spiritual things concerning spiritual. All right. Yeah, give me that, give me John chapter 6, verse 63. I'm trying to start. Go ahead. John chapter 6, verse 63.
Out.
Yeah, John chapter 6, verse 63, Mother D.
Okay. Straight to the point. Give me verse 100 and verse 104.
And then, Mother D.F. Israel, I want you to take me over there to the book of Isaiah. And let's see what I'm going to have Isaiah chapter 10, if I'm looking for. Corinthians, when he was talking about
he got to compare spiritual things to spiritual things. And remember, we got to read what that spiritual thing is. It's the word. The only way you go get this thing is by the breathing death in your body. That's what Paul was putting on the page. You ain't going to get this spiritual thing unless you precept your body. So Paul even knew the list. How you bring your, you hear that, Russ Tyler?
All right. I got a hit too, bro. Let me take one out.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 14. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 14. Lord of Yahweh Israel. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 14.
And made this known mm-hmm. unto them thy righteous steps, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses, Yahuwah's servant.
Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Second Corinthians. Second Corinthians. Chapter 3. Verse 14. Second Corinthians 3, verse 6 and 2 and 3. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 and 2 and 3. Verse 6 reads, who also has made us able to minister of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. Verse 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. Yahuwah are our epistles written in our minds, known and read of all men. Hallelujah, of all men. Verse 3. For as much as you are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Yahweh the Son, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living Yahweh, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the mind. And my closing statement on that note is going to be in the Word. John chapter 6, verse 68. And it reads, then Simon Peter answered him, Yahuwah the Son, to whom shall we go? Yahuwah has the word of eternal life. And Yahuwah, that's my closing statement. You already know you put this already in me. And all of us, when we on one accord. And Yahuwah, you know ain't no big eyes and little you in your word, Yahuwah. And I ask you to get that spirit far away from the temple. Because ain't no big eyes and little you's in your word, Yahuwah. It's about us together presenting the word. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent, young lion.
All right, Mother E. We need a book of Exodus, chapter 12, real quick. All right, Mother E, give me Exodus chapter 12. All right, pick it up at verse 1 and 2, and then skip down verse 14. All right, verse 14 to verse 20.
And your closing statement.
14 to 20. Yahweh. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, and 14 to 20. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this one shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year unto you.
Okay, what is this month, real quick? Let's put a name on it real quick. Give me Exodus chapter 13, verse 4. Let's get a name, then we're going to come back. Exodus chapter 13, verse 4. Put a name on this month, real quick. We're coming back.
13,
4. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
He's a 13,
4. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Exodus
chapter 13, verse 4. This day came you out in the month
Abib. That's it. This month you came out in the month Abib. All right, we've got a name on the table, the month Abib. That's what Buddy's talking about. Back to Exodus chapter 12. All right, you read verse 2. Skip down verse 14. Down to verse 20.
Verse 14. And this day shall be unto you forevermore, and ye shall keep it a feast to Yahweh throughout your generation. You shall keep it a feast by an order forever. Verse 15. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your house.
All right. Okay, he says you put leaven out of your house. What do you mean by that, put leaven out of your house? Let's go hold that point real quick. Daughter Yahweh Israel. Let's go to Corinthians real quick. What do you mean to put leaven out of your house? He's talking about spiritual things here. This is spiritual things. Not talking about out your house where you live at. No. Let's go to Corinthians. Let's see what he's talking about. Let's go to Corinthians. Let's see what I bought. Was that 1 Corinthians? Yeah, about that, you are the temple. That 1 Corinthians at 19 and 20. Yeah, make that 1 Corinthians. That chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Yeah, daughter Yahweh Israel.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Verse 19 reads, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the righteous, Yahweh, the righteous spirit, which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, the son of Yahweh the Father, and you are not your own?
Verse 20.
For you are born with a price. Therefore,
glorify
the Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh.
Talk about your body. Let's get a priest up there in John real quick. Let's get a priest up for that. John chapter 2. John chapter 2. Going to get right to the head of it. Verse John chapter 2 real quick. You're going to get to the matter of it, 19 and 21. All right, Mother D. John chapter 2, verse 19 and 21. Okay. All right, hold that. Hold that point, Mother E. What's your closing statement?
Thank you for breaking me out for this last year. Thank you and praise Yahweh for each and every one that's here. Thank you and praise Yahweh that you allowed me to be here. Yeah. And I just thank Yahweh for everything. Yeah. I thank Yahweh that you kept me from this time last year up until now. Yeah. And I just thank Yahweh for each and every one of you. Oh, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, master being in heaven, yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
love who came from the world. Thank you for everything.
close out on Mother Eve. All right. Okay. I'm after she read this, then I'm gonna she'll have her closing statement. All right, daughter Yah. Oh yeah, Mother Z. Close statement. What's your close statement?
You don't want Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and read. Go ahead and read the scripture real quick. Okay.
Read
the scripture. What you got? Daughter Yahweh Israel.
My closing statement coming from the
the book of Sirach, chapter 35. I'm going to read 1 through 5. He that keepeth the law bringeth offerings enough. He that taketh heed to the commandments, the law offereth a peace offering. Verse 2, he that requireth a good turn offereth fine flowers. And he that giveth alms sacrifice praise. Verse 3. To depart from wickedness is a thing pleasing to the Yahuwah. And to forsake unrighteousness is a propitiation, which is another way to appease Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, close statement. Sister TV, I mean Prince of Israel, T. Roy. The close statement.
Israel also keep the Passover as it's
appointed season.
Hallelujah.
Verse 3. In the 14th day of this month, at eve, you shall keep it in his appointed season, according to all the rituals of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof. You shall keep it. Verse 4. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. Verse 5. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at eve in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that Yahweh commanded Moses, so did the children of Israel.
Get down to verse 11 and continue.
Verse 11. The 14th day of the second month at eve they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread.
If you miss the first month, you got opportunity to come back to the second month on the same day.
Yes.
But what you add to is what again? What you add to it according to that verse?
Leavened bread and bitter herbs.
Okay, good.
Is that it?
Yeah. No, keep reading. Come down.
Okay. Verse 12. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bones of it. According to the ordinance of the Passover, they shall keep it.
Verse 13.
But the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbear to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season, that man shall bear his sin.
Mm-hmm.
14. And if a stranger so journey among you and will keep the Passover to Yahweh according to the ordinance of the Passover and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. You shall have one ordinance both for the stranger and for the and for him that was born in the land. So this was coming in my mind because...
This came into my mind because it
is very important that we do it according to as it is written. And it may be a lot of people, you know, they don't take it serious, you know. So this is what the righteous spirit put in my mind to bring it out, and so I'm being obedient to the spirit of Yahweh. So whoever it pertains to, Yahweh says first what's not gonna come back to Yahweh. So I'm being obedient to the
Thank you.
Quickeneth the dead, and call it those things which be not as though they were. Okay, well, huh?
You call it. Hey, you're smoking out there tonight, ain't it? Now watch tonight's spirit put the bread
it's together. I ain't make no vow, but I was going to.
I know you make a vow, but you spoke it out. Right. I was talking about him. I got the daughter. Hallelujah, I want daughter. Throw it out there.
Because, you know, you got to be careful around here to say anything. They'll hold you up to it. If someone's going to look at you, you're supposed to be flying. You're supposed to be flying. We're holding that vow, so you're supposed to be flying.
Hallelujah, I want daughter.
Like, nope. I think my wife for not this week.
Verse 19. But we know that we can't see.